This is an All Ears English Podcast episode 1321, Give Props versus Give a Shout Out in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to get weekly transcripts delivered to your email inbox, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, we answer a question from Rafa from our Instagram channel. What is the difference between two natural English phrases? Find out and learn more ways to use the word give in English. Hey, Jessica, how are you feeling? Generous today?
Am I feeling generous? You know what? I'm not. Isn't that terrible? But you can't be perfect every day. I don't know. You know what it is? It is cold and gray and rainy out here. It makes me want to just like nest by myself at home. I feel like being generous to myself, which we can call self-care, and it's also worthwhile. What about you?
I feel like lately I've received some nice, like, just people have been generous to me. Like last night I went out to an event, actually. Donna Summer, do you know who that is? Donna Summer?
She was like a disco singer from the 70s.
Yeah. So there was an event, there was like a play / concert last night that went through her whole life.
Oh my God.
And someone had an extra ticket and invited me to go. And, you know, we all went in a group and the older ladies, they paid for dinner. Like it was amazing. It was really cool.
Oh my God, how sweet. Oh my gosh. I got theater tickets a couple days ago from a friend to the Oregon Symphony. And I'm going to take James and another friend and her son.
So you have been the recipient of generosity, right?
Yes,
and so that kind of makes me want to pass it on. You know what I mean? This giving thing. There's something to it, I think, in terms of our own happiness.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Paying it forward, right? There was a movie about that. Today, guys, we are going to teach you amazing idioms that start with give. That's why we're talking about giving. But actually, I just thought of a way that I was a little bit generous last night.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to help my friend discover a system to organize her life. That sounds huge. But she's just like, I need to get serious in 2020 and achieve some of these goals. Yeah. How do you stay so organized? So I'm like helping her with like a system.
That's good. No, that's good. Everyone needs that because we have big ideas and if we don't have a way to get there. So that is an example of where you've been generous for sure.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
So guys, the reason why we want to teach you some awesome idioms that start with give is we got a really cool message on Instagram.
Yeah. And we want you guys to go over, right, and join our Instagram channel. Right, Jessica? We want to get more of our listeners over there because it's really a different way to interact with All Ears English.
Yes. I mean, here's the thing. Like, all of these platforms we use, we are interacting with you in different ways unique to that platform. Yep. And there are so many things we're teaching you that you're not getting in any other location, right?
Definitely.
So like on Instagram, oh my gosh, every single day you can see posts from Lindsay, from myself, from Michelle. You can see our cities. We teach you vocab. We ask you questions.
Yep.
And we even respond to some of the answers.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And we're taking one of these questions today for the show. So I'm going to go ahead and read Rafa's question. All right. So this is from Rafa Abrau. He says, hi, guys. I love you so much. Well, thank you. We love you, too. I'm from Brazil, but now I'm a new resident here in the U.S. And I listen to your podcast every day. It helps me a lot. So glad to hear that, Rafa. That is awesome. I have a question. What does it mean to say props to someone and shout out to someone? Is there a difference between these two expressions? Have a wonderful day.
Aww.
That's awesome. I'm going to let
Rafa
him know.
Rafa is so polite.
Yes.
I love it. That's a great question. They're slightly different. Like they both are used to give congratulations, right? To congratulate somebody. But I think we use them in different ways sometimes. Like give a shout out. Like like you don't say directly to a person that you are congratulating, right? So like on our YouTube channel, for example, IELTS Energy TV, whenever we have a three key student that gets really high scores, I start the next YouTube video giving that person a shout out, right? Which means I want to recognize this person publicly is like what it means.
I love that. That's a good example. Whereas if you are meeting with that student in person, you may say something like, I have to give you props for this.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. So it's like, you could use it in like the other way too. You'd be like, I want to give props to three key student, blah, blah, blah. So give props to, you could say, public recognition or straight directly to the person. That's like so super native and slangy. Like, I gotta give you props. That was amazing.
Yeah, for sure. But that's the difference, right? You wouldn't really give a shout out to someone directly. You wouldn't be like, I want to give you, a shout out because there's no one to shout to, right? It's just you and that person.
That would make no sense. So these are like, these are the little things you need to know about our language, guys, that makes these phrases so weird. And so when you go into public and you want to be very positive towards people and about people, you'll know what to say.
I love that. So Rafa, that is your answer, but we're not going to leave you guys there. Today, we're going to give you a couple of other really common chunks, right, that natives use so you can sound natural around this idea of giving. Going back to the generosity piece, right? That's the theme of today.
Even though like none of these idioms, like it's only the first two idioms that are like positive and generous.
Right.
And then these the next two guys just start with the word give. Like that's how they tie in.
That's the tie in here. That's the tie in. So you guys need to be taking notes today. Make sure you're writing these down. So what would be now this one is kind of about scolding, this first one, right? Jessica, what is this? I bet you use this with your son sometimes.
Me too. I do. So like if somebody is teasing you or telling you you're doing things wrong or nagging you, in those situations, you could say, God, stop giving me a hard time. So to give someone a hard time is to like speak badly towards them.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Don't give me a hard time. Okay. So that one's very standard, right? That's neutral. That can be used in a formal situation, I guess, or a more casual one, guys. That one is great. Yeah. Yes.
It's so, oh my gosh, it's so common, guys. Yeah. I do say this with James sometimes. If like I'm trying to do three things at once and like I'm cooking and I'm doing this, and James is in the background like, can you please answer this question about this? And why are you doing that? And why? I'm like, just slow down. Okay. Stop giving me a hard time. Give me some space. Okay. Do you say that one?
That one, don't give me a hard time. Yeah, I do sometimes, for sure. For sure, when I have to stand up for myself, yes. But this next one, it was actually the one I was thinking of when I said with your son, you probably, maybe this next one too, right? Gotcha. Yes. Have you seen the All Ears English Instagram channel? It's a busy and exciting place with lots of videos, new vocab to learn, and a place to connect. So come and join us. Just search for All Ears English in Instagram and look for that yellow. See you guys in Instagram.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
So what is the next one for our listeners?
To give someone the benefit of the doubt.
Okay, that one too. All right. Yeah, fair enough. We'll go to that one. I was thinking of...
which one were you thinking of?
Well, that don't give me any of your lip, right? When someone is kind of being sassy to you. But that's okay.
Yes. Okay. Well, you know what? James and I talk about everything, so these will all come into play. all right. So let's do the lip one because this one is not super common. You might see it in like older films, I feel like.
Yes.
But it is still said. Like people do still say it in kind of a joking way, I feel like, right?
Kind of a smiling way, right? Yeah. You kind of joke around with the person. Yeah. Okay. So when would you say that?
If somebody like talks back to you, So it's like, please do that. And they're like, no, why should I?
Yes.
You wouldn't do that. Blah, blah, blah. And it's this really like sassy, like you it's said, sassy. Like talking back, right?
For sure.
So if somebody reacts to you like that, you could be like, don't give me any of your lip.
Yeah, for sure. And I think this is maybe something more that happens in the teen years, because I know I went through a phase where I would talk back to my mom, right, as a teenager. And parents just don't take that. They will not take that. They don't accept that. So a parent might say this to a teenage kid, right?
Totally. Yes. Exactly. Oh, gosh. I'm not looking forward to the coming years. All right. So the last one, the formal one that I hinted at before, right? Mm-hmm. Giving someone the benefit of the doubt. I love this one. I would say this is common and it sounds really impressive.
I love this one too, because again, like if you are raising kids or raising teenagers, maybe you do give them the benefit of the doubt without suspecting that they've done something wrong, or this works for your colleagues at work, right? In any case, you're always imagining that maybe they didn't intend to do something wrong, right? Maybe they are on the right track and you just assume that they're in the right. That's how I would define it.
Yeah, right? So like we have two choices. You can assume the worst. You can assume that somebody totally messed up and it's all their fault and like this person is not a good person because they did something wrong. Or if there is a mistake at work, right? You can give someone the benefit of the doubt and think, okay, maybe they were having a tough day and they didn't mean to do this, right? So it's like a mistake occurred, but you're not going to totally put all the blame on that person and think they did it intentionally.
Yeah, and this is a good like motto for life, right? To go through life with this, because who knows, maybe someone was just distracted or they had a bad day or something else was going on with another aspect of their life, right?
Exactly. I think this is really useful just in public, right? Because like anytime if like you're at a cafe and maybe the person charges you the wrong amount of money or gives you the wrong change, or like if you get like not perfect service from somebody, right, just give them the benefit of the doubt. Maybe they're having a tough time at home and their mind is elsewhere, like they don't they're not out to hurt you.
I feel like some cities need this more than others. I mean, in New York people can be pretty aggressive, but on the other hand, I also ran into some very nice people living in New York where they did, I mean, they coexist in such tight spaces, right? And they're always outside of their apartment. So we, in cities like that, we really have to give people the benefit of the doubt.
Yes. Oh my gosh. And just like, yeah, like you said, just in life as a practice, guys, let's try to assume the best. Let's try to assume that people are like innocent until proven guilty. There's another idiom.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, that's so important. So guys, if you want to be able to ask questions like this, come join our Instagram channel, right, Jessica? I mean, that's the place. Yeah.
Come. Okay. Sign on to Instagram, guys. Sign into Instagram and search for All Ears English. It's all ears_ English. You'll recognize it. It's the yellow. It's our faces.
Yeah.
And like I said, guys, we post amazing little lessons every day that will take you like a minute to check the lesson, leave a comment, practice your English. What a great way to have a little bit of English immersion every day.
Yeah, I love it. So we'll see you guys over there on Instagram. And Jessica, thanks for hanging out and talking about generosity today.
My pleasure. It was really fun. Have a great day, Lindsay.
All right. Have a good one. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.